BBC Radio Derby.
Brits have revealed just how important dental health is to them. However, as many as 21% of Brits have taken unplanned time off work due to dental problems, and one in three have had to cancel or delay treatment due to cost. So, how can we ensure we look after our teeth without leaving a huge dent in our pockets? With me in the studio is James Parker, Managing Director of Signia. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, tell me something. How important is dental health to us Brits?
Well, we were really pleased to discover that 93% of people rated it as important or very important when we asked them. And that was really reassuring, because we know that if people look after their teeth, they tend to be healthier overall. And let's face it, there's nothing more miserable than having toothache. So it's good to know that people recognise the importance of it.
Now, I don't know about you, right, but I find dentist work incredibly expensive. It's not like going to Aldi and getting bog off deals. It's very expensive. So does the survey tell you how many people actually cancel because of the cost of treatment?
It did, yeah. We found that 30% of people had to delay or cancel treatment because of the cost. And I think people often associate going to the dentist with, you know, the cost of a checkup, which might be 20 quid or something like that. But what people don't realise is that if you need to have more serious work done, you can quickly get a bill for a few hundred or even in some cases thousands of pounds. And, you know, particularly today when everyone's trying to make their money stretch further and further, that's the sort of sum that people just don't have lying around. And I think it's something that people really need to think about and really need to plan for.
So, James, listen, talk to me man to man. How can people like me, who are absolutely broke, avoid these incredibly high costs? Help me.
Well, the thing you can do, it's like all these big unexpected costs with your car, with your house, with your holiday, even with your pet, you can insure them. And that's a way of you put a little bit aside each month so that when the big cost comes along, you're prepared and you're able to get some money back that helps you with it. It's exactly the same with your teeth. You can insure your teeth. You can put in a dental plan. Employers can put in a dental plan for their employees. It can be as little as something like, you know, £7 or £8 a month, up to whatever you want to pay. But what that means is when it comes to the big costs and having to really get serious treatment done, which hopefully you won't need if you're looking after your teeth properly, but, you know, sometimes we're unlucky, sometimes these things happen, you'll be able to get some money to help you with that.
So that's a great idea, because I didn't think you could actually do that. But now you've told me, it means that I can have a set of teeth that are similar to Justin Bieber as opposed to Dame Edna Everage's manager.
You'll be able to have the shiniest smile right through into old age.
I could be an American then. That's brilliant.
That's right. You could be a Californian.
Yes. Now, what else did the research tell us about the dentistry?
Well, one of the other things we found out was that about 15% of people had been basically taking unplanned time off work. And that's a big issue for employers because, you know, if somebody's off work unplanned, somebody's got to cover for that, particularly for small businesses. That could be, you know, really quite crippling, missing a key member of staff on an unplanned basis. And what we found was that where people had some sort of dental plan in place, they were much less likely to take unplanned time off. Maybe because they were looking after their teeth better, maybe because they were able to get treatment when they needed it. And people maybe without plans were putting it off because of the cost and therefore storing up bigger problems later on. So I think one of the things that the research told us is that there's a lot of unplanned leave associated with dental care out there, and it's something that employers really should take seriously.
Brilliant. Okay, final question. Where can we go for more information?
Right, if you want to go to our website, it's www.signa.co.uk, and you can find out more there.
Okay, James, thank you very much for your time. As we speak, I'm putting this phone down and I'm talking to my boss about putting a few little rupees together per month to get my teeth sorted.